You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Crystal Palace versus Everton, which is 8 p.m. on Wednesday. Crystal Palace 9-5 to win it. The draw 21-10. Everton 8-5. Enhanced odds, Yannick Bolasie to score and Crystal Palace to win is 6-1. It was 9-2. And Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win at 7-2 was 13-5. Everton again disappointing at the weekend. Got a 1-1 draw away from home against Watford, whereas Crystal Palace, first win in the Premier League in 2016, beat Norwich City at home by a 0-0. There are more and more people calling for Roberto Martinez's head now, Alex, and the nice guy act appears to be wearing thin.
To a point, yeah. I mentioned that we were on In Play together on Saturday and we watched this game live. We had others going on and obviously being a Newcastle fan, my attention was slightly off Vicarage Road. From what I saw, Everton played okay. I did see banners being held up in the away end prior to the game saying Martinez out. It's surprising, I think, but it's one of those things that until you're an Everton fan, not that everyone's going to become one at any point in their life, but you can't fully understand the frustration, if you like, of seeing a group of players that are good enough to trouble most sides in this league consistently just mess up or chuck a result away. And it has mainly been at home. Their away form has been fantastic this season. They've lost twice at Arsenal and at Manchester United in the league. That's perfect away form, almost.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can't really knock that. And I think that they will win here. Palace have been poor at home so far this season, and they did get that big, big result against Norwich. That does put them safe, pretty much. I don't think they'll be... certainly won't be nervous anymore. And it could be that the lack of nerves will make them come out and play beautiful, flowing football. They've got the players in the side, like Bolasie, Zaha, Puncheon, to create plenty of chances. But I don't think they win this. I am very, very strong on Everton here.
You know what? I'm very, very strong on Palace.
Right.
Yeah, there's a definite difference of opinion here.
I'll fight you then. Because yeah. I think Everton, it's going to be my most confident bet of the whole podcast.
Really?
Is the enhanced odds, Lukaku to score, Everton to win. 7-2 from 13-5. I think Everton will win this probably 2-0, I'll say. I'll even give you a correct score. There you are. Everton 2-0, 12-1.
Well, I think Palace, given they have their tails up following that win against Norwich at the weekend, and Everton, it was John Stones was guilty, I know, of overplaying at the back, wasn't he? Leading to that corner which led to the Watford goal. I'd still play him. I'd still play him in the England national side, to be honest. But I think that might be one mistake too many for Stones this season, as far as... if he thinks he's going to be incorporated into Roy Hodgson's starting lineup, that starting 11 in the Euros, that might be... the die might be cast now.
Possibly. But I just think Everton have got enough away from home to cause teams problems. They've got a good bit of pace, a good bit of creativity. Everton have everything in place to do well. And the reason that they're not doing well so far is a combination of the players, Roberto Martinez, and their shoddy home form. But they're away here. Away from home, they've been flying. The draw at Watford was not the end of the world. And Palace, although they got up ahead of steam against Norwich, they still weren't massively convincing throughout. They had good spells.
They still lack that cutting edge, don't they, in terms of a team that you can think they're going to... they've got the ability to score 2, 3, 4 goals in a game. Yeah. This Palace side maybe haven't.
No, but Everton do on their day. And I think Everton will win this. So we're going to go Everton 2-0, Lukaku. If that happens, by the way, I'm having a permanent spot on that. But no, the best bet for me is Lukaku to score, Everton to win at 7-2.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.